USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is once again asking people who haven't been vaccinated against the coronavirus to do so. He said he's even offering $100 to those who get the vaccine now.
I know the pain people who get vaccinated might sound unfair to folks who have gotten vaccinated already. But here's the deal. If incentives help us beat this virus, I believe we should use them. We all benefit if we can get more people vaccinated.
The money will come from already approved federal COVID-19 funds. The president also laid out a mandate for all federal workers to get vaccinated. The CDC is expected to release new data on Friday about the spread of the new Delta variant. They say this information is what led to the decision to have vaccinated people wear masks while indoors and in large gatherings. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The White House remains optimistic after the Senate voted to advance a roughly $1 trillion infrastructure package backed by President Biden.
This will mean breakthrough investments in our roads and bridges, in public transit and rail, connecting every American, including underserved rural areas.
White House Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. It's not clear if the package has enough Republican support to pass. The largest earthquake in the U.S. in the last half century produced a lot of shaking, but spared Alaska any major damage. The magnitude 8.2 earthquake was reported about 10:15 on Wednesday. It struck just south of the Alaska Peninsula, nearly 500 miles southwest of Anchorage. The quake was 60 miles offshore and 29 miles below the surface of the water. Many people along the coast were given warnings to evacuate due to the threat of a tsunami. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The FDA is recalling some raw beef products because of possible contamination. USA Radio's Tim Berg tells us what to look out for.
More than 295,000 pounds of raw beef products are being recalled due to E. coli contamination concerns. The Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service saying dozens of products are being recalled after routine samples showed E. coli has been detected in one of its products. Health officials say raw beef products have been shipped to processors in Nebraska, Indiana, Illinois, and Minnesota. According to the CDC, E. coli infections are caused by food or water that's been contaminated by feces. Most strains of E. coli are not harmful, but others can cause problems, including pneumonia. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Six Western governors met with President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris virtually about the ongoing wildfires. Washington State Governor Jay Inslee said this season's wildfires are shaping up to be one of the worst in his state's history.
We've had 1,000 fires. It's burned 4 times more at this time of year than normal. We've had 2.5 times more acreage burned in the last decade than the previous.
Inslee is pushing for a focus on climate change as the solution to combat the devastating wildfires in the western states. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.